This program is proudly sponsored by Holistic Therapies by Camille. Fancying a full body massage with cup-in therapy to help you relax and release tension? Go to holistictherapiesbycamille.com to book yourself in.
Miley Cyrus and Wrecking Ball launching us into another Joining the Dots here on Hospital Radio Glamorgan. I'm Judy Kissick. I hope you've enjoyed our programming so far. And because it's a bank holiday, we're going to do something a bit different on the show today. We've had special programmes to mark the first of the May bank holidays here on Hospital Radio Glamorgan. And you've heard from some of my fellow volunteers. Jill brought you a George Michael special, and Nigel had you swinging to the sound of the 60s. And Lewis had a right royal hour with the Kings and the Queens of Pop. And so, in keeping with the themes of doing things different, I've got a bit of a challenge for you. So I'd like to know if you're any good at solving problems. Are you someone who thrives on them or who actively avoids them? Are you a person who likes to have all of the information at your fingertips before you can make decisions? Or is ignorance more akin to bliss for you? Well, this programme, as you know, is called Joining the Dots, and I'd like to think that we may have helped some of you to do just that, to make sense of or to think more clearly about a problem or a situation, or to learn something that you didn't know before, or even to feel less alone with a problem that you might find yourself pondering over. Are you intrigued? I hope so, because I'm hyping this up a bit. I do hope that means you'll be keen to play along and to find out more. And you can do that after Roxy Music and the aptly named More Than This. I promise it will be more than me rambling on. Okay, so if you played Joining the Dots, or Connect the Dots, it used to be called, I think, those games as a child, you'll no doubt remember that each dot had a number associated with it, and you needed to connect them in sequence to make a picture or to reveal a word. I used to love that game, and I'd spend hours doing the joining and sometimes colouring in the picture when I'd connected all the dots. Well, over the next hour, we're going to play a bank holiday game. I'm going to give you clues which will help you to form a six-letter word. And that's relevant to something that's happening next month. Then you'll need to rearrange the letters from the words you guess to form the word I'm looking for. Now, is that clear? I had to run this past my dad this morning, who very kindly agreed to listen to all the clues and to my explanation in order to sign it off for me before I launched it here on Hospital Radio Glamorgan. Well, while you get your thinking caps on and maybe get a pen and paper if you're old school, or find a note in your mobile phone or on your tablet so that you can write down the letters that you're going to be collecting over the next just under an hour. And while you're doing that, here's S Club 7. They're going to be reaching for the stars. Now, I do appreciate that I've given this such a big build-up, and I do hope it won't be a disappointment to you. No prizes, but do let me know via email or our social media channels if you played along. You can email me at joininthedots@radioglamorgan.com. But there's only one way to play, and that's by answering the questions. So here we go. Here's question one. This letter represents both names of one of Wrexham Football Club's Hollywood celebrity investors. This letter represents both names of one of Wrexham Football Club's Hollywood celebrity investors. And sadly, Wrexham didn't make it to the playoffs. In the Championship, they were pipped to the post at the last minute by Hull, but they finished in a very respectable seventh place, which means we'll have three Welsh clubs in the second best league in the country. Thanks, of course, to Cardiff City's promotion from League One. Swansea City remain in the Championship, as do Wrexham. And if football is your thing, then do join me here on Hospital Radio Glamorgan on a Friday at 6 o'clock for All About Sport. It's an hour of sports news and great music. Talking of which, here's Republica and a song they released back in 1996, Ready to Go. Republica and Ready to Go there. And another clue for you for the first letter that you're looking for. It features once in their name and once again in the song title that you've just heard. I've deliberately made that very easy to get you off to a really strong start. And I'm going to give you question number two. So the second question is, what do we call the profession of a scientist who studies atmosphere and oceans in order to be able to forecast the weather? What do we call the profession of a scientist who studies atmosphere and oceans in order to be able to forecast the weather? And if you need another clue, BBC Wales's Derek Brockway is one. So we're into May, and that means awareness months for some of the charities and the causes that you're probably going to be interested in, and some that maybe you don't know very much about at all. And we do our best on this programme to offer insight into a lot of them. And one of them that's relevant to May is celiac disease. Now, it's Celiac Awareness Month, and for those of you who, like me, don't know much about celiac disease, it's a good time to find out more because there's going to be plenty of publicity for it across the month of May. Now, celiac disease is a condition where your immune system attacks your own tissues when you eat gluten. This damages the gut, which is also known as the small intestine, so your body can't properly take in nutrients. Celiac disease can cause a range of symptoms, including abdominal pain, bloating, and diarrhea or constipation. Celiac disease is caused by an adverse reaction to gluten, which is a dietary protein, and that's found in three types of cereal: wheat, barley, and rye. And it's a product that we find in pasta, cakes, breakfast cereals, most types of bread, certain types of sauces, and some ready meals. Now, what I didn't know is that the condition is usually managed by eliminating gluten from the diet. Celiac disease is a condition that affects at least one in every 100 people in the UK, which is an awful lot of us. But some experts think this may be an underestimate because milder cases may go undiagnosed or they might be misdiagnosed and they might be labelled as other digestive conditions such as irritable bowel syndrome. Now, Celiac UK, the charity, is using this awareness month to encourage people to take a short 3-minute online self-assessment. And they're asking you to do that if you think you might have any of the symptoms. 64% of people living with the disease are undiagnosed. And without a diagnosis and a change in eating habits, serious complications could occur. So do head to celiac.org.uk and take the test and get the help you need if anything is flagged up. It's really interesting, actually, because we've had a press release about it here at Hospital Radio Glamorgan. And I looked on the website and I looked at some of the symptoms and I thought, oh, I can manage 3 minutes. I'm going to do that little test. And I did it, and it advised me to see my GP, which was a bit of a surprise. But I'll do that, and I'll keep you posted. Never Just a Girl, but that is the name of the song from No Doubt. You're listening to Joining the Dots. I'm Julie Kissick. Thanks for your company here on Hospital Radio Glamorgan. We are your healthy choice. More quiz clues very shortly. That was Paolo Nutini and New Shoes here on Joining the Dots on Hospital Radio Glamorgan. I'm Julie Kissick, and it's great to be sharing the last of the bank holiday with you. It's all about fun and frivolity on the show today, because I'm encouraging you to join the dots, but in a very different way, because I'm encouraging you to play my quiz. And I haven't had to do one of these since I worked with Owen Money and the late great Alan Thompson on BBC Radio Wales many moons ago. Now, the premise is really simple. I'm giving you clues which will help you to form a six-letter word. And it's relevant to something that's happening next month. Then you'll need to rearrange the letters from the words you guess to form the word that I'm looking for. We've had two clues so far, which means you need another four before 6 o'clock. So here's clue number three. This letter is one of the seven vowels of the Welsh language, and it's also the last letter of the Welsh word for Wales. This letter is one of the seven vowels of the Welsh language, and it's also the last letter of the Welsh word for Wales. And before we get some more music, I'm going to give you clue number four, because we're fast running out of time. And I want to give you a recap just before we conclude the programme. So clue number four is a really easy one and a short one. You'd dial 999 if you had one of these. Clue number four, you'd dial 999 if you had one of these. And we're looking for the first letter of that word to add to the other three letters you already have. Ah, the brilliant Adele and Someone Like You here on Joining the Dots. And we're joining the letters rather than the dots today. And I do hope you've got all four of them from the clues I've given you so far. Clues five and six coming up now. Clue five is opened in 1966. This suspension bridge connects Wales and England and has a number in its name. But what is its first letter? I'll give you that one again. Opened in 1966, this suspension bridge connects Wales and England and has a number in its name. But what is its first letter? Question six, then some more music and a recap so you have time to finalise your word, and I have time to give you the answers to the questions and to reveal the final word. So question six is, what is the first letter of the first name of the Welsh actor who's just been named in the cast of the second series of Celebrity Traitors? What is the first letter of the first name of the Welsh actor who's just been named in the cast of the second series of Celebrity Traitors? And the very best of luck to you. Go West and Faithful on Joining the Dots here on Hospital Radio Glamorgan. I'm Julie Kissick, and several years ago I was a producer on BBC Radio Wales, working alongside the likes of Owen Money and Roy Noble. We used to put all our own quizzes together, and even though we have AI today, which we certainly didn't have then, I can assure you that these questions were carefully constructed by me, which I'm afraid also means that if there are any mistakes, that's down to human error and my incompetence. Although I did test them out on my dad this morning, as I said, so hopefully you'll now have six letters to reorganise to form a word which has a connection to something that's happening next month. And if you haven't played along, there's still time to, because I'm recapping all of the clues. So here we go, clue number one. This letter represents both names of one of Wrexham Football Club's Hollywood celebrity investors. Clue number two, what do we call the profession of a scientist who studies atmosphere and oceans in order to be able to forecast the weather? And if you need another clue, BBC Wales's Derek Brockway is one. Clue number three, this letter is one of the seven vowels of the Welsh language, and it's also the last letter of the Welsh word for Wales. Clue number four, you would dial 999 if you had one of these, and we're looking for the first letter of the word. Question number 5. Opened in 1966, this suspension bridge connects Wales and England and has a number in its name. But what is its first letter? And finally, what is the first letter of the first name of the Welsh actor who's just been named in the cast of the second series of Celebrity Traitors? And I'll give you all the answers after this. And I hope I'm giving your bank holiday a sense of purpose as well. Lady Gaga and Shallow was the last song I played. And now for the answers to the quiz questions. I really ought to have had a drum roll for this, didn't I? Okay, so question 1. This letter represents both names of one of Wrexham Football Club's Hollywood celebrity investors. The answer is Ryan Reynolds, and we're looking for an R. Question 2. What do we call the profession of a scientist who studies atmosphere and oceans in order to be able to forecast the weather? And if you needed another clue, I suggested that BBC Wales's Derek Brockway is one. The answer is meteorologist, and the letter that we're looking for is an M. Question 3. This letter is one of the 7 vowels of the Welsh language, and it's also the last letter of the Welsh word for Wales. The answer is Cymru, and the letter that you're looking for is a U. Question 4. You would dial 999 if you had one of these. We're looking for the first letter. It's an E for emergency. Question 5. Opened in 1966, this suspension bridge connects Wales and England and has a number in its first name, but what is its first letter? We're looking for 7 and the letter S. And what's the first letter of the first name of the Welsh actor who's just been named in the cast of the second series of Celebrity Traitors? We're looking for an M for Michael Sheen. And if you've got those 6 letters, but you still can't unscrabble them to make a word, the one more clue that I'm going to give you is we have 4 of these in the UK, and they're divided by 3 months. Another Miley Cyrus track for you there. Well, it is a bank holiday, isn't it? That was Flowers, and we'll hopefully see lots of them at the time associated with this word, because a reminder that the letters you should have identified are R, M, U, E, S, and another M. And if you rearrange them, they spell the word that you're looking for, which is the season that starts next month, on the 21st of June, to be precise. And we're looking for the word summer. Well, I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did, and you managed to connect the letters here on Joining the Dots. Normal service will resume next week. And check out the Join in the Dots page on the Radio Glamorgan website if you want more information on celiac disease.